The Singing Men of Arkansas was organized back in October 9th of 2007. It actually came about as our original member, who has passed away now, got together with our current director, and they sat down in a coffee shop and began to discuss the idea of having a singing group strictly for men and doing high-quality music. And after that, the auditions began in,
December of that same year.
December of that year. Had more auditions in January. And January 15th of 2008, we had our first practice over at the Jones Center. And since then, it's grown. We started out with 41 men. Some came, some went. We're up to around 60 now.
Wow.
And, so we put out a lot of sound, a lot of quality people that come to sing with us.
We had a great tour last year. We went to Ireland in, was it May, I guess?
End of April.
Mm-hmm. And we had about eight different locations, to include St. Patrick's Cathedral. We sang the national anthem at the airport at O'Hara Airport.
Uh-huh.
On our way over, the crew heard us, and they were so impressed that as we were coming into Irish airspace, they did all of our itinerary for the whole week. We actually found people on the other side of Ireland that had heard that and had come to see us sing.
Oh, wow.
It was great. We had a great time over there. We finished it up at a Catholic church with a 40-person Celtic group, all women. And we'd sing a song, the father would say some words, and they'd sing a song, and then we wrapped everything up with a Battle Hymn of the Republic, which, believe it or not, they had the words to.
My eyes have seen the
lined up about either seven or eight concerts for Ireland, but by the time we got finished, we had sang 20 times around the country, and we were very well received.
It was one of the best concerts we had, Johnny, was with the National Association of Prison Officers. There were about 250 from all over the country. And when we were finished, they marveled and came up. The director came up and said, you know, you understand the line of work that we're in on a day-to-day basis. You have been so uplifting for us today. So it's really one of the highlights of the trip.
They certainly enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. We hope someday to get back over and sing for them again, because they were so responsive. They were great.
We're going to be back in 2 years. In 2012, we're going to be in
Wales and Scotland.
Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that.
So you have the CD here for me. Is this from one particular concert? Is this stuff you guys recorded when you got back?
No, what we did, we recorded all the concerts we did in Ireland. We recorded all of them, and then we took the best of those and mixed them down. The other CD we did it's been 2 years ago now. We did this CD at a studio here in Arkansas, and we did some of our patriotic stuff on there. The Irish CD does not have our patriotic stuff on it, whereas the one there does. Has a national anthem, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, tribute to the armed forces. We have a real good time with our patriotic stuff, and it's very well received, especially locally around here.
We sang the national anthem at one of the RVS ball games, and we had heard later that a lady was in from Florida just to see the game. She was buying tickets, and she could hear us over the loudspeaker, and she stopped midway. And forgot that she was actually in the process of buying these tickets, caught us later and said that it was the best that she'd ever heard that song. We sang at the track meet, a national track meet at Tyson here, and then also
ladies basketball games.
Ladies
volleyball we've sang. Yeah. So we've opened several things with the national anthem. One of our members actually did our arrangement that we have for the national anthem, and he did a wonderful job.
Got a great finish to it, and I think that's what, in fact, we were looking down. We were at the half, or we were singing it at the basketball game, and I was looking down at the Florida Center, and you know how sometimes they start applauding before the end of the national anthem? Well, everybody started to applaud until we got to that very ending, and you could see her mouth drop, and everybody's hands went right back to their sides until we finished. do a lot of different music. Obviously, we've got a patriotic series at the Battle Hymn and things like that. But then we also do some upbeat. We do some of the old doo-wops, you know, the old Sha-na-na stuff with Get a Job and things like that. And then, Johnny, you can tell them about some of the other stuff.
Well, we do classical music. We do some Liszt, some Wagner, as well as some Schumann. Some of the pop pieces we do, Billy Joel, Simon and Garfunkel, Beach Boys, Beatles. We do a lot of the old spirituals. And then, of course, with contemporary Christian music, Michael J. Smith music, as well as John W. Peterson. And then we do several show tunes as well. We do You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere
as well.
Over the Rainbow. Yeah. So we have a wide variety of music. Actually, there's something there for everybody. And we've had people literally of all walks of life have come to sing with us. We've got doctors and lawyers and business owners and political figures. In fact, for a period of time, the mayor of Springdale was singing with us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a great group. As I say, we're up to about 65. We only took 22 with us last year to Ireland because we had to out of pocket.
Right.
And yet we still had, you'll see on, or you'll hear on that audio that it's hard to tell that they're not all 60 voices singing.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. Like Johnny was saying, we've got folks from 24 years old. We've got a fellow who was on Broadway for 16 years doing Phantom and a lot of those shows. And then we've got folks that are just shower singers. And so, but mostly a lot of them are teachers of music. Yep. In their churches, all different walks of life, as Johnny was saying, mostly in the northwest part of the state. We meet every Tuesday night at George's Junior High. We begin rehearsals at, 6:30 for new members if they want to audition. And auditioning is usually just to find out what range you're in, and then we begin at 7, go till 9 o'clock.
One of the things that really has helped us as a group, we have literally one of the finest young piano players in the nation
that
plays with us. You've probably heard of Jonathan Story. He's a local phenom, and he's a real prodigy. He has just done incredible work. He's played all over the country, and he is our piano player. And so he brings an extra level of expertise that you just don't find very often.
Now, with 60 of you, is it really hard to kind of coordinate all of that? That's a lot of voices.
Well, it's interesting that we have a group of men that literally love to sing, and there's a lot of discipline, a lot of cooperation. Most of the hard work of memorizing music and getting prepared for new music is done offsite. When we get together for 2 hours every Tuesday night, there's a lot of just hard nuts and bolts practice and coordinating. But most of our men spend a lot of time before practice getting prepared for the music, and so we come in ready to sing.
One of our members is a production individual, and he's the one that actually did a lot of the most recording there on that one CD from Ireland. But he has put together some of the parts, and so we can go to our website and get on, and then people can pull off their own particular parts so they can practice before we all come together each week.
Now, how often do you guys perform around here?
Well, we've averaged about 10 concerts a year since we began. We've got a concert coming up the month of March, the 13th, over at Central Methodist Church here in Fayetteville at 3 p.m. That's a Sunday afternoon. And we're coordinating with the Rotarians, who are working toward the eradication of polio. And so there'll be a fundraiser for them as well in the course of this. And so we're looking forward to working with them. We've tried to work with various groups. We've worked with hospice groups. We've worked with the Order of the Purple Heart to try and help as far as raising funds and creating awareness for these groups while we perform our music.
So as much as you guys do this for yourself because you love the music, you're also helping out other people in the community.
We want to, yes.
We're always looking for opportunities for benefits and fundraisers and things like that. The Military or the Purple Heart, as Johnny was saying, they had their national convention here at the Embassy Suites in Rogers 2 years ago. In 2013, they've asked us to come back. So once folks hear us, in fact, when we perform on the 13th of March, this will have been the third time at the Central United Methodist Church on Dixon Street. And so it's sort of a testament. If we weren't somewhat good, they wouldn't want us back. And so it's always a joy to get repeat invitations.
And some people have never heard men's four-part music. And I say four-part, sometimes it's six and eight-part. But we, sometimes by design, sometimes not.
No, always blends, though.
It always blends.
They can know, just make it sound good.
But some people have never heard men's music. And it's special. It's got a special feel to it because the harmonies are close, and it creates a sound like nothing else.